Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Iba is the great defender of the OSU wheat varieties. It holds its own in drought conditions and also offers consistently high grain yield and test weight. Iba has excellent grazing tolerance and offers good fall forage production. Iba jumps slightly ahead of its sister variety Gallagher when it comes to yield and has a better overall fitness to the conditions of the high plains. Iba also maintains dough strength at a great range of protein content. Iba is another in the OSU graze and grain and golden grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, live cattle and feeder cattle and hogs are all lower here, with live cattle $1.20 to $1.65 lower, feeder cattle $1.60 to $1.70 lower here on the front end, and then December hogs were down the limit at $70.27. That's down $3 even, so pretty disappointing close there for the lean hog futures down the limit, expecting limit or expanded limits tomorrow. The previous low for those hogs was back on July 9th. It was $66.40, so roughly $4 below where the market closed here today. And we've had a pretty much a straight downtrend since July 24th when it got near 80. So $10 sell-off in just a handful of trading days there for the lean hogs. Box beef at midday was down 33 on choice, down 91 on select at 213.70. The feeder cattle index is currently at 142.08. That's the highest level since May, and right in line with where they're actually over where the August feeder cattle futures are. And then we did have some cash trade today on the Fed Cattle Exchange at 111, which is about $4 higher than where the August live cattle currently are at 106.85. So there's a lot going on here. The cash market seems to be holding together okay. It's really just the futures market kind of grinding the thing lower here.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Well, cattle producers, you don't want to miss it. The 23rd annual Big Event Angus Production Sale of Express Ranches coming up on the 16th, 17th of August at the ranch in Yukon, Oklahoma. Over 600 females will sell over the 2 days with some of the best Angus genetics available anywhere. You can attend the sale in person or be an absentee buyer, as it'll be available on both SuperiorLivestock.com and on LiveAuctions.tv. Express Ranches Big Event. More details at ExpressRanches.com.
The grain markets today were quite disappointing here, led by soybeans down 16 cents, corn down 10 to 11 cents. Now, the big deal is there is that the corn did fill the gap at 420, went through the 50% retracement at 418 and 3/4 to close at about around $4.10. So there was a lot of wishful buying there at 420 as that market filled the gap, but disappointed here that the market did go on down. So quite a bit of action there for those two, corn and beans. Ideas that the crop, which was planted late, on average is probably two weeks late or so, and that we haven't had any adverse weather up to this point. Of course, it's a little dry in some areas. If you look at satellite imagery, there are some places in northern Illinois out through Michigan and northern Indiana that do have some drought problems, and that's an issue. But we have some rain in the short term or 2 week forecast, which could alleviate some of that. Overall, the market's thinking that we're not going to run out of corn, and that's what it's telling us as we've given back about 60 or 70 cents of the rally back. Cotton today was up 50 at 63.86, so that was a welcome sight here. The Federal Reserve did lower interest rates 0.25%, which was right in line with what expectations were. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.